members in welcoming you. Apologies that we have is Honorable Mtunu, problems getting out of KZN. Honorable Mbata out of the country. Those are the members who have sent apologies. The other apology, honourable members, I am sad to say that the minister has been, what do you call it?
Called away on urgent business.
None of it. The minister has been grounded by his physician and has asked not to set foot out. I hope they're going to get it right to keep him down. But that's the message that was sent to us, that he's under doctor's orders and will not be here. We do see members of the staff, nevertheless, that have come, and they probably would have accompanied the minister. I'm sure honourable members, we don't have to chase them away. They can remain there if there's any clarity that we want to seek as we deal with the report. I'm pretty sure we can do that. Those are the apologies that we have received. The rest of our agenda, honourable members, is to look then at point number 5, which is the BRRR report that we need to deal with, and there's a number of other outstanding reports that we have to sort out, and those reports are in the process of being sorted out. If we have time for the minutes also to deal with that. That's what I'm putting to the House. That's fine. Thank you for that, honourable members. If I can just come back to point number 5, may I welcome honourable Goldman to the meeting. He's been assigned as an alternative to this committee. Welcome to the meeting. Of course, as an alternative, you are welcome to come when it is possible for you to come to this meeting. The rest of the members, as you go along, will introduce themselves to you, and you're welcome to get their CVs and so on, but not now. The meeting is on. Honourable members, in terms of the BRRR report, having had the Auditor General, the Department, GPME, the TIVET Council, all before us last week, one of the difficulties that we've had in the short time that we had to put together this report, we have an upfront apology that you might not have been able to go through this report sufficiently, if at all. So I do want to suggest, honourable members, that it will probably be better if we give you some time to go through the report now, and then we can consider the report. Unless you are ready to roll, then it is fine. Me, I'm the same. Head is shaking here. Can't you, ma'am? Do you want to need some time? Kilian, again.
Zoli. Kilian? I wanted to propose that you give us a proper break, that you give us at least about 60 minutes to work through the report so that we could, in fact, just make the necessary adjustments. Obviously, I would suggest that where we have typographical and grammar, etc., that we want, we submit a copy of that to the Secretariat. But where it comes to contextual matters, I think it is important that members just have an opportunity and that we come back and we accept the report as a committee. We adopt it.
Chair, Chair, I just wanted to object to the fact that this again has been tabled rather than sent in advance. If the Minister had come, we would not have had spare time to look at it. And this is one of the most important reports of the year, if not the most important. Thank you.
Which part are you objecting to?
I haven't received it until now.
No, no one has.
Well, exactly.
That's why I'm
That's
saying.
The point.
That's why I'm saying, Honourable Authority, I'm pleading you for a little mercy on the...
Chair, if the Minister had come...
I'm still talking. I'm saying, I'm pleading for mercy here for the staff that had to compile all of these things. So it was not intentional to not let anyone have the report. But it was still, I mean, you can see Mampako is still doing whatever she is doing here. That's really the one. I don't know who the connection of the minister, where you make that connection.
Well, the connection is if the minister had been here, the committee would not have had a spare hour to look at the report because the whole morning would have been taken up with the minister or the rest of the morning. So we might have been had the minister and then had to look at this report without having had time to read it. Now, Mampako is not being criticized here. She does a wonderful job. Can we have a reason why this report is so late? Normally, we get it well in advance. Thank you.
Honorable Mikana?
Does it have to be adopted to data? No, I actually also want to check why it wasn't given to members in advance. Because you can't just be defensive of wrong things happening. We've got to do things properly. This call for people come and present in our own content advisor to give us things in advance has been made a long time. And it should be conformed to. If we don't conform to it, then there should be a very special reason.
Bring this to conclusion, Honourable
Priya. Chairperson, yes. I think there is a legitimate concern that members are raising, and that is the time that we have allocated to go through it. You see, I believe that all committees must submit by the 18th, which is next Wednesday. The problem is that committees that meet on Wednesday are therefore actually snookered, because it means that they are, you know, they are compressed to compile the report. Now, it was further exacerbated by the fact that we had two meetings last week, the last one being on the Thursday, which left only Friday and Monday for the Secretariat to come and to compile everything together. So I think that is part of the problem. So I just want to suggest two things, Chair. As I indicated, I would like to have at least an hour to go through the report. Secondly, I would like to ask you to approach the chairperson who is responsible for committees to say that we need to fill the vacancy left by the previous research staff member that assisted to have a quicker turnover. We usually had content advisor as well as a researcher in this committee, in addition to the secretary. I see that the chair does not agree with you. Yeah, but I'm just saying that education is a priority, and therefore we must have the necessary support staff in the committee. Secondly, I want you to also alert him to the fact that when he sets these deadlines, and I understand that it is in terms of the Money Laws Amendment Bill, but then we must change that bill, that act, Money Laws Amendment Act. Then we must change the act. Because you cannot have unrealistic deadlines to complete, as Honourable Bazzoli said, a very important component of the committee's oversight work. So if he could just bear that in mind, that we actually, as a committee meeting on Wednesdays, have an additional problem, because the other committee that I serve in, meeting on a Tuesday, we can meet it, because we're meeting next week, and we've already received the draft. Just yesterday, but the point is there was more time that that committee had, and I think that is possibly why we had the report only today, and I also want to add my concern about it, but we understand the circumstances. Thank you, Chair.
So, Honourable Members, there's no other reason that I can give to you other than the capacity of the little bit of staff that we have to do this in a short time and in the best possible way. Because I don't think you would want a report that is full of errors, that doesn't speak, the content doesn't speak to what it's supposed to be. And all of those things take time. You've got to cross-reference, you've got to make sure that you quote the proper bill, you can't misquote the department, you can't misquote the Auditor General, you can't misquote those that have been before us. And all of those things have to be checked and rechecked and made sure that we have that. But that's really the only reason. Yes, the matter of the deadline is one that we'll continue to discuss in the chair's meeting, because we really think that the little bit of time that the money bill and process of parliament give us, we will talk to those that sit on the programming committee, all of those people, because there are some problems in how we have to rush and speed through this important thing. We will talk to them about beefing up the capacity in this committee, that when the committee has to undertake a trip outside of Cape Town, then suddenly there are staff members available, but other than that, there are not staff members available to be here on a regular basis. You know, if you ask for an application for overseas, you see, whoop, they send a researcher to come with, but during the year they do not have that same. So certainly we will continue to raise these concerns, we will continue to do battle to have this sorted out. But having said all of that, Honourable Members, we agree then that we give you time to go through this report. It is now 9:45, that we will be done at 10:45. And if you're done before that, we will also be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy. Thank you, Honourable Members.
Good luck.
Chair, I'm not actually ventilating, but I just think 1 hour is too much. 30 minutes. People must, Julie must learn to read fast. 30
Why
minutes.
Why don't we end this conversation and start getting into the report? Take us more time before we get into all of that. Let's try our best to see how quickly we can get done. I will ask one of the staff members to assist going through the report of Honourable Tikana to read it through for you.
This should have been the headline, and in need of a subsection. That's why you've got access to child development. See, if you look at that opportunity letter, it goes from childhood, bad fashion, and all that.
It had to be
off.
<laughs> <coughs>